what Jayla's like. Thank you very much for continuing to exist. We've got some people in the studio who came down.
Oh, God, and they're such wonderful people. If you could see them, they're beautiful. Every single one of them. Beautiful, beautiful people.
Some sharp-dressed gentlemen and
yes,
ladies.
Yes.
Shout out your names.
Andrew.
Melissa.
Jada.
Ryan.
They're actually forming up. They were runners-up on that Making the Band on ABC. Yeah. Yeah. They'll be their first album... Whatcha Baby will be out next week, actually. On
What kind of an album would Whatcha Baby be if you were to make it?
The four of you were to
love
make
album.
A love album?
Love techno polka.
Nice.
Oh, love tech. Wow.
Something you could dance to.
Yeah.
But could you get jiggy with it?
Yes, you could definitely get jiggy.
Could you do it on a futon listening to Whatcha Baby?
Yes. Some of it are faster polka. The techno really adds something.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking like 180 BPM, techno poke up. Lawrence, what do you think? Lawrence, what do you think of that? I think he likes it. He's down with that. He's down. He's
eyeball dislodged is a big thumbs up.
That is always a big. We can get him. You guys want Lawrence to join up? Because after next week, he'll be unemployed. Yeah. We can get his mother pants and like. We can do his hair all up crazy, and it'll be awesome. Well. I mean,
we can get you guys a free CD.
Hey, there you go. We could tack some hair onto his head. Should be cool.
You could be our dancer.
That'd be awesome. You
could be our belly dancer.
Look, he fell over again.
Fire electrical charges.
Oh, there's milkshakes on the table, folks, and you know how happy that makes Aaron.
It really does.
I'm like, I haven't said anything since they've been here. I'm just looking at them.
It's just like. Nubby nums. So, how you guys doing? So, are you guys, how, like, age range are you guys in?
I'm 18. I'll be 19. The 19th. Or the 18th, that's right.
Oh, my God.
It's so hard, man. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Doesn't.
So, are you guys all, like, are you guys university students?
I will be going to Parkland.
Okay.
I'll be at U of I soon.
What are you going to study at U of I?
EC, electrical and computer engineering.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
What are you going to go into at Parkland?
The fall.
What are you going to...
Art education.
Okay.
He's going to go into the fall, actually. It's their entire class.
The fall. Autumnal.
Yes, autumnal. Nice. Good job. That was a good word, autumnal. I'm going to write that down when I get home.
The guy who does our theme song started out at Parkland in one of their art programs and moved on to the U of I art department.
And now he rules the world.
Yeah, now he's
sort of. It's like a shadowy thing where he lives. He's kind of got like a whole puppet government going on, but it's him.
I applied for that last year. I'm on the waiting list.
The puppet government scheme?
Yeah. Waitlisted, yeah, that's tough.
Because they keep their eye on you all the time then.
It's hard. It's good essays that you have to write, though. And the two of you?
What?
The
which high school? All right.
Oh, if we complained about high school students, that would be our entire demographic.
Yeah, high school students. Almost everybody listens to us.
No, we can't stand our fellow college students.
You two go to the opposing Champaign high schools, yet you're friends.
I don't care.
That's wonderful.
They both suck. So
we had a.
What about your spirit points, kids?
I have.
During homecoming week, come on.
Jada is not going to be carrying the spirit staff this week.
Damn it!
But I will be prom queen.
Cool. All right.
Okay.
Hold on to that. Didn't we have a listener call us up like early in the days of the show and explain to us like the really concrete rigid differences between the Champaign-Urbana high schools?
Oh,
do you remember
that? I can't remember what the difference is. It was basically one group is stupid and the other group is stupid. That's like what it boiled down to. Not that you guys are stupid, but that was his. He went to somewhere in Urbana. He went to either Urbana High or Uni High, but he's like he was trying to explain the differences and. Of course, everything was monosyllabic, and there was a pig winking in the back. So, take that with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. Take that as you will. This is so odd. There's like 57 people in the cabin tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to depressurize in a minute. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to have the bends.
Isn't this a great-looking studio?
Yes, it's wonderful.
You rarely does inspiration come born out of any place like this. But mm-hmm. We're that good, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. And it's because we're sexy.
Yes, I could tell that right when we walked in the door.
Yeah, he's been sweating profusely since he walked in.
And actually before, because we were listening on the radio.
Oh, great. Now, can you tell that he's a little robot boy? Doesn't he look like flesh and blood?
A little. It's very convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when the robot punch fists come
off, I'm not supposed to fire off the robot punch fists under close range like this. So
yeah, because you put somebody's eye out.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting. Oh, man, there's milkshakes on the table. We have a problem to get to for advice, but, you know, Patrick can burn in hell for all I care right now. I'm just kidding, Patrick. We love you. He's going to call. 30 seconds and call. I don't want to burn in hell. Because we have that power. We know people. So what are you guys going to do now? What are your plans for the rest of the evening? Or is this just it? Like, I'm going home, going to bed. Oh, there's Patrick.
Keep talking.
I'm in hell now.
Hello.
Tell them to let me out.
All right, bye. That's Patrick. He said he doesn't want to burn in hell.
That's a funny kid. So anyway, are you guys going out partying, or is it curfew time? I don't know. I don't.
Aren't we kind of partying now?
Well, no, this is. I meant, you know, post show.
Post show.
After hours.
Maybe.
After hours. Yes. We would invite you back to the post show that we always have, but it's really kind of boring. It's just a lot of brown M&Ms and lemurs with lines of cocaine laid out.
Lemurs are
very good. Very systematically on their butts.
That could actually be kind of interesting.
It is.
Hook a couple of them up to car batteries and then see what happens.
Yeah. Although they jiggle a lot and then you spill your coke.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money to waste.
That is.
Although a lot of it gets, you know, balled up in the gleamer fur.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to rub them on your teeth and gums.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to get that.
I'm glad you thought that entire thing through.
I have.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the milkshakes, and my thought process right now is, milkshake. Everything gets started kind of like a pull lawnmower. It's like, milkshake. Oh, it stalled again. Damn. Anyway. How do we want to work this? Do we want to go to the advice column?
Yeah, let's go to the advice column. Do you guys have anything on your mind, any of you?
Yeah, any advice you guys need? I was going into college, or, you know, you two in your star-crossed romance. You guys are come from different houses. Your families are...
Well, I've had some difficulty deciding shoes first or pants first.
As far as putting them on?
As far as putting them on. And I've heard pants first, but I had a habit of shoes first, and I just can't break.
Okay.
What kind of shoes do you prefer to wear?
I can't see your feet.
Okay, boots.
Big boots? Yeah. Oh, okay.
These are my small boots.
Okay.
Used to have a pair just like that. They were my big boots. But yeah, boots.
They were welded to him because they were part of his robot punch body.
You know what I have to say about it? I think you're okay either way, just as long as you're not wearing socks with sandals.
I agree on that.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that advice. I don't care which way you put them on, as long as you're putting your underwear on last.
You should start doing that. Seriously.
Yeah.
People stare.
It's a long, hard road.
It's not such a bad thing to put your... Or, alternately, continue with your shoes first ritual, but stop wearing the size 4 pants. Because, I mean, if you could see him, he's rather tall. He's a manly man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's wearing little girl's pants, and they're very small, and it's probably hard to get on if you weren't wearing shoes.
I mean,
if you go to your normal size, you might be able to, you know, work something out.
They're capri pants on a little girl, and you can imagine them on this 6-foot giant.
Yeah, they're like butt cheek warmers.
Yeah,
at this point.
It's really nothing.
It's like a butt cheek cozy is what it is.
It's kind of like a girdle for my butt.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a very large.
Just kind of expands out when the capri pants come off.
Jiggles.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure.
I hadn't really thought of it as an option myself to put the shoes on first and then the pants, but now that I think about it, I think it's a really good idea. Because, I mean, if you're hit with an emergency, you know, if you're hit, like, you know, all of a sudden this fire erupts or, you know, like Godzilla stomping on your house or something, you know, and you're midway through the dressing process, I think you want to have the shoes on. Because if you run outside, you know, when you're barefoot, you'll cut your feet or anything. You know, and I mean, if you don't have the pants on, you know, it's your charming ass. You know, like the world gets to see your ass. It's very nice. You know, that sort of thing. That's more fun for you. You know, whereas and having the shoes on, that's safe.
That's good. And, you know, if you live at a place that has a floor like mine and Mark's apartment, having your shoes on at all times is usually a good idea.
Yes.
There's unidentifiable things. People. There's little people that live. There's a whole ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get those guys smushed between your toes. No. So that, I mean, I would say, you know, rock on with your bad self.
Yeah, if you can pull that off, yeah, go with it. That's actually
it
what I'm going to
unique.
Be trying tomorrow morning.
I mean,
I think everybody should try it tomorrow, you know, just
Everybody, a call to action. No, I'm just kidding. No call to action. Because we don't do calls to action, because that would be wrong. But if you're feeling like it, if you wake up tomorrow and you're feeling nutty, you're feeling wacky, you want something to do so that before the coma sets in, put your shoes on first.
I would like everyone to do that. You know, I mean, it's too late, you know, given the way that the justice system works for anyone to effectively prosecute us before we go off the air. So I want to say, everyone put the shoes on first, and let's see how that changes the world.
Let's see if people make it happy or sadder.
It's, you know, maybe it's greed that drives people or whatever. Maybe it's just, you know, they put the stuff on in the wrong order.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Any of you other guys have any kind of problems that you need help with? Anybody?
Of a perfect life?
Is it just perfect?
Like a midget problem. You know, you want to marry that midget, but none of them like that because she hates midgets.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Okay, so you want to marry a midget, but...
I did.
You wanted to marry a midget, but your mom disagreed.
Because, you know, if you cut them open, they bleed candy, which is awesome.
Have you heard about that? How Irvy Villachese, I'm not making this up, liked to take baths and showers in chocolate with his girlfriend?
Really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the man killed himself. I don't know why. So, I mean, that's a good time.
Yeah, because you know what? If you're Irvy Villachese, and do you have a girlfriend... But you have a shower which spews forth chocolate. I don't really see where your problems
kind
are.
Kind of loving relationship.
They really do bleed candy?
Yeah.
Because I thought that was just magic created by the Skittles Corporation.
Because I found one, I just slit his throat and lollipops were shooting out.
Yeah, I was mad about that
because
she was a good friend of mine.
All right, so now we've got a myriad of problems to deal with, not the least of which being your homicidal tendencies.
Patrick, your problems don't seem so bad anymore, do they?
Yeah, Patrick, you and your apron, man, whatever. You ain't slicing open midgets.
So is this a midget in the abstract, or is this a specific midget that you're eyeing?
There was a specific midget. Does he have a name, or she have
a
name?
If you say Troyer.
Yeah, I don't know that
don't
we should.
I'm just kidding. Don't. Oh, Patrick's calling again.
Hold Probably on. Shouldn't be naming the midget on the odd chance that the midget is listening and gets wary that he's, you know, like, you're going to go after his candy or anything like that.
I know you could. We're not saying that it's not possible. I'm just saying that when compared to your apron problem. Well, right. I know. I
know this, but I don't want to bust their bubbles, man. They seem to be digging on the midget thing, okay? All right. Well, we're getting to your problem, I swear, Patrick. Okay, you hate us now, don't you? All right. Oh, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, Patrick said that he really wants... there really are no midgets in the real world.
Yeah,
they're all
are.
Robots.
Patrick,
no! Okay! Right, direct all lawsuits to... Anyway, so let's...
Melissa said that, yep. So Patrick knows.
Melissa said that.
Yeah.
Moses said that, and
I meant in the best way possible.
I think she's coming over, but I don't know. She keeps asking for your phone number, but I won't give it to her.
Midgets, is it?
Is he a midget?
I think that's why he's wearing
pants. He might be a midget.
It's possible. I once knew a midget named Patrick.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's
well. He's a stock boy at County Markets. He can only really do like the bottom shelves. You know? Send me up for tuna. I'll take care of
but
that.
But they are an equal opportunity employer, so yeah. I mean, he just gets a box to stand on.
With the midgets, is it only when you cut them open, or do they bleed candy?
Like if
they get like a paper cut, like a little.
Okay, because I mean you. I mean the problem. The problem with that, of course, I mean you know with like slitting the midget's throat is because the midget is no more. You've only got kind of like a one-time candy thing.
That
but
depends
on
how deep it goes.
Okay, I mean I was thinking like if you get into this whole discipline where you just punch him in the nose, you know.
Ooh, that'd be good.
You don't want candy coming out of his nose. That's
Yeah, it's got to clear the things through there.
You can just sanitize it.
But are you sure that their mucous membranes don't actually excrete, like, something along the lines of, say, that liquid hardening candy?
No, I checked.
You sure?
You
that must have been
bubble
a bad
gum
day.
In a tube.
Yeah, like
this. But the thing, that would be great, but it's not.
So if you squeeze them, do they vomit candy? Like, if you punch them in the stomach real hard? You might want to check that out. As far as your mother and her anti-midget feelings...
Does she just hate midgets, or does she think it's not going to be a fulfilling relationship for you?
I don't know. Did she talk to you about this?
No, I just try and stay out of it because it's kind of weird and tricky.
Maybe it was just the motherly instinct to keep her children away from sweets.
That's true. That's
good.
That's true. Because your teeth will ride.
That is very,
brush
very good.
Teeth. Yeah.
We need to get him out of here because he's getting better than us. Because I keep staring at that milkshake. I mean, usually when I'm on the top of my game, But there's milkshakes in front of me. What I'm going to say is the best thing to do is get a midget. I think PetSmart has them. They're in little boxes. You just add water.
Listen for the banging in the store.
Meow! And they're very, very grateful to be allowed out of the box. Make sure you keep the doors and windows locked, though, because they're slippery and sneaky little creeps. And what you want to do is you want to rub the midget up against your mom. Make your mom and the midget friends. Kind of bond the midget to your mother. Like in those old school cartoons where the chicken would hatch and, you know, Tom or Jerry was outside of and the chicken would go, Mama! And then follow them around the whole episode, thinking that, you know, the cat or the dog.
I think it's called imprinting.
Yes, it's called imprint. Remember when I was imprinted to you upon birth?
I
began trying to suckle.
I was one and you were a baby.
Yeah.
And we'd roll around together.
Oh, the semblance of love.
What did he actually
Remember when we were children? Actual, living, breathing, live, blood pumping through our veins, children? We had a childhood and people liked us.
So long ago.
I'm so glad that we're not little robot boys.
I'm going to let you set me up with that.
What?
I've got another subroutine going.
legs higher. Kicks now, full extension.
Are you confident that the midget is going to is already in love with you, or is the courtship?
Yeah, does he return your love?
Because it's it's an intriguing set of problems. The courtship of a midget, you know.
Well, if he doesn't return my love, I'll just cut him
open. Oh, okay.
Now, how much of a midget is he? Like compared to you, like you know, where like can you point like hip height?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a very small man,
fairly small midget.
What if he's listening and he just heard you threaten to cut him open if he doesn't?
Well, for all he knows, I could be talking about somebody else. Maybe I'm cheating on another midget. I don't know. He doesn't know that. We haven't mentioned any names.
We haven't.
You made a point of not doing that.
That was a good reason. Because the fact that she's been all over town on the futon of many a midget will protect her anonymity.
It sounds so bad.
I don't know how many midget chicks there are digging on the midgets. I'm kidding, there's hundreds of them. What? I thought you were burning a hole through me with that.
So is it legal to kill midgets in this state?
It's illegal to toss them.
Okay.
You can't just walk up and toss them anymore. I know, I found that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Well, they're so tossable.
Oh, I know. What do you need? A bowling ball? That's heavy.
There's nothing else in the world that deserves the adjective tossable more.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually more lenient if you throw midgets instead of babies because they have a problem.
Yeah. Although babies' reactions are much cooler.
Yeah. Tell you what, though.
Because the midget just goes, hey, what the? The baby goes, go, 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 and then you punt it a little bit, and it's time to cry.
The manufacturing costs are way down.
Way down on the babies, because there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, don't leave your midget on top of your car and drive off with it.
No, that's a huge problem.
I just put him up there, I forgot completely.
Officer.
3 days later, you go back, it's still in the middle of the street. You're like, thank God, nobody picked him up. He's like, come here, Henry. He's like, much like a seal.
Because basically it'll squish all the candy, and there's nothing, you know, a sucker.
You gotta find the rich midget.
No, you want, exactly.
They can afford good blood.
There's a little enclave of purebred midgets up in the mountains, and they just, I mean, you know, they're becoming, much like the British royals, more and more effete and kind of out of it as they go.
Mm-hmm.
But those are some damn fine-looking midgets.
Yeah.
Perfect, you know,
melt
small
in your mouth
ratio.
Yeah.
They do. They're actually moving towards the Uber midget, who is actually just made out of candy. You'll melt in the rain, but
you wouldn't even have to
cut him open. Like, you just lick him. Right. Okay.
Can we get to Patrick?
Yeah, I want to hear Patrick.
I feel like Patrick needs our help.
I said I didn't mean it. I was angry.
I think she likes you, Patrick. I'm trying, man. Every time girls come in here, man.
Give me the phone number.
I know. See, look at this. Anyway, Patrick has a problem. We talked to Patrick a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he did.
He's working at a county market. He couldn't get an apron. He was kind of upset. Called back, said he got his apron. So, hallelujah. We helped him out there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he's realized that the apron has not fulfilled all his needs, and he's now bored at work. He wants to know some ways to spice up his day.
I know.
To spice up your life. over there at Caddy Market. So,
I used to, when I was younger, I used to like to play a game called "I Didn't Buy This."
How do you play?
What you do is you walk around and you take either really obscure grocery items or very expensive grocery items, put them in the carts of shoppers when they're not looking, and they get up to the register and they scan through like, "I didn't buy this," and then you cover your mouth with your hand and give them a knowing glance.
Nice, that's a good one.
It's actually very fun.
Well, see, you're in a great position now that you've got the apron, Patrick, because you can just take it off and all of a sudden it's a completely different identity. Nobody will know who you are. So you can slip in and out of the apron guy persona. You can wreak all kinds of havoc.
I was thinking that you can have two personas, but one is apron forward. The other one is apron hanging from your shoulders, much like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And then every once in a while, especially if you're working late at night, switch to your superhero persona and run through the aisles just screaming bloody murder that there's an emergency in aisle 7. Alternately, count the Reese's Puffs. You know, just start in a very Rain Man, autistic fashion, just start pouring out boxes of cereal and then counting them.
My favorite things to mangle in a store when somebody else is buying something and I'm just along for the ride, Bobbly.
Yeah.
That stuff is great.
He just likes to mangle Bobbly. Or you can do the other thing that Mark loves to do, which is pick up one of those bags of dried beans. Like, they're like dry kidney beans. And then just attempt to throw them as high as you can while other people are around. And then almost not catch them. And then say things like, "Eric, why are you throwing the bag of beans?" While, you know, your nice, kind, and very embarrassed roommate is trying to find the best deal on macaroni and cheese products. You can do that as well. Mm-hmm. Lick each ice cream individually.
Oh, yeah.
Check them out, you know, see which ones are best. There's a ton of games we can play. County Market. Sample all the malt liquors. I know they have a very large malt liquor. If you can get your hands on some Laser or some Fat Boy, that's the way to go.
Hold sweepstakes with those Max cards that they have, you know? Like, put Bobbly at a huge savings one day. Like, you get $100 if you buy the Bobbly.
Four words for you. Black market Max cards. Go grab a box of those things, stand out back, sell them! I mean, I know they're free and everything, but somebody's not going to know that. I mean, freshmen?
That's true.
Sophomores?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, just they're moving into their first apartment, now they have to grocery shop. Psst. Want a Max card?
I was cleaning out my wallet the other day, and I'm moving out of town in a week and a half, but I looked at my wallet and I realized, you know, even though I have no use for it, this Max card is probably not going to get out of my wallet for another 3 years,
yeah.
I believe.
I have one on my keychain that's now been bent into several shapes in attempts to pick locks,
mm-hmm.
Fend off attackers, rabid fans, you know, what have
you. If you can get great savings while fending off a rabid fan.
That is the County Market difference right
there.
Yeah,
right there.
Oh.
What if the rabid fan also has the County
Market? Well, then you have a Max card duel.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's Max card loses, you then get their Max card. And then you can train your Max cards and fight them in other battles against other Max card trainers. And then you can take them to shows and sell your Max cards. Some are rare, some are common.
You could have little fights in the alley behind the store.
Right, you could do that too as well.
Max card fights.
Right, and there's a hit children's cartoon show about all this, if you want to check it out.
Got to catch them all.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought of
STDs.
A new grocery store game.
What's the new grocery store game? You've just been sitting here very quietly.
It's called This Baby Isn't Mine.
That is great. Find two babies, switch them.
It's a variation on I Didn't Buy This. You either switch babies or take a baby from a baby mother's... You know
baby.
What I'm saying? From a mother's cart and place it in like a swinging bachelor's cart, and then they just look at it
and then you've
say,
got,
"This baby isn't mine," and then they either decide to adopt it.
But so. I think you're right, because it's much like it's a lot more fun loving if you give the baby to someone who doesn't have a baby, because then they're going to realize that, you know. But if you just swap babies, it might take a few days until they're like, "Allison." Honey, something's wrong with Allison. She doesn't want her baba.
Allison's got something between her legs. Oh, my God.
Honey. Oy vey. That's a great game. Can we go to the supermarket right after the show?
I'm on my way.
So there. Patrick, that's a plethora of time-killing ideas. You can also do what I always like to do, which is the 45-minute dump. You know, just in the middle of the day, disappear to the bathroom, take a nap, and then take a nap. If you're listening way early in the run of the show, you'll know what that's a euphemism for.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a nap at work seems to be a seems to be a big thing that Wachell's like crew and their friends are really pro right now.
Mm-hmm.
Taking naps at work.
Taking naps, yeah.
Naps, with quotation marks and in italics. So.
All right, have we dealt with Patrick?
We've dealt with Patrick. Patrick's dealt with and put away, man.
All right, let's go off to a song.
So I can get that milkshake in my head.
Yeah, 359-9338 is the phone number, so I can deal with the satellite unit and glare at them all through the next segment, because I don't have time to get the milkshake.
We'll put two songs on. I don't care.
All right. Word.
Do we have two songs?
I'll find the second one.
All right. Melissa's eyeballs just shot up to Japanime proportions. It's like, doink! And then speed lines everywhere! I'm sorry.
359-9338 is the phone number then. If you got anything to say at all, we're not, yeah, that's somehow more interesting to us than the milkshakes.
So, unless you're a hot, hot chick, and you're going to talk dirty, I'm just kidding, whatever. Call, I'll talk to you, whatever. Milkshake, schmilkshake, man. I'm here for the people. Did I just say that out loud? Go to commercial.